We are back with another episode of Never Trust a Skinny Cook. Mike Cummings, along with my friend Miss Sammy Quiggins. And Miss Sammy, how are you today?
I'm doing pretty good as far as I know. Seems like everybody's doing a little better. I mean, things aren't great yet, but seems like they are improving a little bit to me.
We're working on it.
I'm trying to hope they are.
Absolutely.
And, you know, people are kind of getting together now, some. I mean, some family and friends, you know. I don't mean huge groups, and I don't mean you should. I'm not offering recommendations, but I just know people are getting together a little more. And I've just got an easy meal here. It'd be fun, you know, if your brother and sister and one of their kids comes over or something like that. Are you ready to roll with this?
I am. What do we have on tap, Miss Sammy?
I've got an appetizer first, then I have a soup, and you can eat the appetizer with your soup, but I, of course, like it before. It's Parmesan and pepperoni bites. That can't be too bad.
No, it sounds good.
You use it with, it's got cream cheese and Parmesan cheese and chopped pepperoni. And then you dip them in a warm pizza sauce or, you know, get a jar of spaghetti sauce and you've got that. They're pretty tasty, I'll tell you. They're pretty easy to put together.
Well, let's go ahead and find out how we put those together.
Okay, you got an 8-ounce package of cream cheese softened. 3/4 of a cup grated Parmesan cheese. And I always like Parmesan in anything, I think. And 3/4 of a cup chopped pepperoni. And if you want to, you can use the little pepperoni, you know, which are easier to chop. Or you could probably leave one hole in it or something. You know, a whole piece of that. You know, the little miniature rounds of pepperoni. And then Italian seasoning if you have some. You preheat your oven to 350 and you beat the cream cheese and 3/4 a cup Parmesan cheese with a mixer until it's well blended. And you stir in the chopped pepperoni. And you separate that dough into 8 rectangles. Easy for you to say, rectangles. And seal the seams. And you can buy those, you know, crescent roll sheets now, and you can use those, which might be easier than putting these together, but that's usually what you get. And you spread the cream cheese mixture down the middle of each rectangle. And you bring long edges up to cover the cream cheese and cut each into 4 squares. And you place those seam size down on a parchment lined baking sheet. And I have to admit, I don't always have parchment, so sometimes I just put it on a baking sheet. And sprinkle that with the remaining 1/4 cup Parmesan cheese and a dash of Italian seasoning if you have it. And you just bake those 13 to 15 minutes until golden brown and cool them slightly if you can wait a few minutes.
Well, those sound good.
They smell pretty good, and they are good. And you can, if you want to use low-fat cream cheese, which I'm not too much. Low-fat is not bad, but I don't like the fat-free. And you could put turkey pepperoni in there for a lower calorie. And then if you wanted to add any of your favorite pizza things to the filling, you could chop up some mushrooms or onions or olives, peppers, ham. Anything you want to put in there. And if
sure.
You can make a 32, and if you don't need that many, you can cut it in half. And they're easy to cut if you've got a pizza cutter wheel. It's really that pizza cutter glides right through that dough and filling and doesn't ooze out. I do happen to have one, not that I use it so much. You know, it is handy for that to cut it. Put them ahead of time and refrigerate them a couple of hours before you bake them. So it's a handy thing, you know, if somebody's coming over and you know they're coming or you want to have a little supper of some kind or, you know, even if you want a supper, if you just want appetizers or to take somewhere for an appetizer, they're good too.
Okay. Now, what type of soup did you say we had?
Well, I got a slow cooker pizza soup. I'm sort of running into this pizza thing, kind of going to doing this. And I'm going to have a dessert and it's going to be cool and refreshing. So,
okay.
You know, this pizza soup is, you make it in the slow cooker and it's just really good. It's a creamy tomato soup with sausage and pepperoni, Italian sausage, pepperoni, garlic, onion, assorted seasonings, tomato sauce, tomatoes, spaghetti sauce, and cream cheese, and add your favorite pizza toppings to it if you want to, too. Onion and bell pepper, olives, mushrooms, and top it with a little mozzarella or ricotta. And it's great with some crusty garlic bread. You know how that is, a good old soup or sauce. You got crusty garlic bread. You know how the edge of that finds its way down into the edge of the soup, doesn't it?
And if it doesn't, shame on you.
I know. I love Italian spaghetti and Italian, you know, pastas, but I have to admit that garlic bread where you kind of sop up that little drizzlings of sauce is pretty good.
It is.
And, you know, if you have garlic mussels or something like that, you've got to have Italian bread to sop up that juice.
Absolutely.
But this is that you're doing in a slow cooker, which I'm a great fan of those, and it's 1.5 pounds Italian sausage. And a 5-ounce bag of those mini pepperonis, a tablespoon of minced garlic, a tablespoon of dried minced onion, a tablespoon of Italian seasoning, and a tablespoon of sugar, a 6-ounce can of tomato paste, and an 8-ounce can of tomato sauce, and a 15-ounce can of diced tomatoes, and 2 cans of beef broth, and a 24-ounce jar of spaghetti sauce. In your skillet, you cook your Italian sausage until it's browned and no longer pink, and transfer the cooked sausage to the slow cooker. You can get the sausage, you know, that's not in links, or if you've got the links, you can take it out of the links, or I kind of like cutting the links, you know, just in little short pieces and putting it in something like this. And then you add your pepperoni, garlic, and onion, and Italian seasoning, sugar, tomato paste, tomato sauce, diced tomatoes, broth, spaghetti sauce, which is about everything. And you stir that to combine. And you cover and cook that on low 6 to 8 hours in your slow cooker. And then you add the cream cheese and stir it until combined, you know, which makes it creamy. And it's really tasty. And as I said, some of that garlic bread dipped in it while you're eating. It's mighty fine.
And you get the added bonus of when you walk through the door, it smells so good.
Come in from work and you think, what is that smell? I don't have to cook. That's ready. All I got to do is stir that cream cheese in there and put my bread in the oven.
Right.
And if you didn't want to use the Italian sausage, I used the Johnsonville sweet Italian sausage. But if you don't want to use that, you can substitute ground beef or ground turkey for the sausage.
Okay.
Whatever your favorite spaghetti sausage you buy. I mean, I've bought several. They're all really good. You got so much seasoning, so much stuff in this, it doesn't have to be a particularly expensive one. You know, you could use Prego's or anything, any kind that, you know, that's tastier, suits your taste. I use beef broth in this, but you could put chicken broth or vegetable broth. And then on top of that, you could add more of your pizza toppings, like I said on the appetizer, onions, bell peppers, olives, mushrooms, and, you know, it's just real tasty. And if you want to add some pasta to it, you could cook some pasta and add that to it if you wanted it to be heavier, too.
Okay. Well, Miss Sammy, that's got us an appetizer and a soup. How are we going to wrap this all up?
Oh, we got to have a little dessert here. We need, after those Italian things, we need something a little cool. How about a holy cow cake?
Sounds good.
You know, you wouldn't think a cow cake would be good, but it sounds kind of good, doesn't it?
Yes.
A box of chocolate cake mix, a cup of milk, 14 ounces sweetened condensed milk, you know, which is Eagle brand, not evaporated, but condensed, the one with sugar, and a 12-ounce caramel ice cream topping, a 12-ounce jar of that, and 8 ounces of whipped topping, Cool Whip, or if you wanted to make, you know, real whipped cream, you could, but we're doing this all on the easy way, and 3 crushed Butterfinger candy bars. Is there anything there that you don't like?
I haven't heard it yet.
You preheat your oven to 350, and you mix your cake mix, eggs, and milk together in a large bowl, and you blend it well with an electric mixer at medium speed for about 2 minutes. I mean, you're making the cake mix just like the box says, with eggs, but you're using the milk rather than water. And you blend that at medium speed on a mixer for about 2 minutes, and pour the cake batter into greased 9x13-inch cake pan. And you place the cake in the middle of the oven and bake it for 35 to 40 minutes. I mean, you need to watch it. You know, it depends on the heat of your oven. And then you remove it from the oven, and while it's still hot, you poke holes throughout it using a straw or a little wooden-handled spoon. I have a wooden-handled spoon, which is what I use a lot of times. And you immediately pour the condensed milk over the cake and then pour the caramel. And place the cake in the refrigerator for about 2 hours. And then you spread the whipped topping or whipped cream, Cool Whip or whipped cream, and the crushed candy bars over the top.
Sounds good.
That sweetens up your taste after having all that Italian stuff, doesn't it?
It does.
Sounds pretty good. I wish I had one right now.
Well, it would be good.
It would really be good with a little coffee or a Diet Coke or a little of anything, wouldn't it?
It would. Miss Sammy, that took us from beginning to end. You got a meal there that should make your family happy.
And something that'd be really easy to fix if you want to have somebody over, or you want to fix, or you want to take somebody some, you know. You could fix all of it and take your neighbor a dish of each one, and I'm sure anybody would be tickled to death to get those, wouldn't they?
Well, I know I would.
I know I would, too.
Okay, well, folks, if you would like a copy of any of the recipes that we have talked about here today, very easy to get. All you have to do is send us an email at wxbc@bbtel.com. Make sure you put Attention Skinny Cook in the subject line, and then tell us what recipes you're interested in. Or you can cut out the middleman and email Miss Sammy direct at sammyq@bbtel.com.
I'll sure give them to you.
All right. Well, Miss Sammy, what do we always say?
Oh, never trust a skinny cook.